again, Mike O'Connor, another Geezer Cast. It's been a really long time. And it's now after Christmas. We've had the holiday season, and we're back at the farm. The kids were in town for Christmas. That was pretty cool. Richard came up from New Orleans to celebrate with us. So it's great to see those guys. But it's nice to be back. Now I get to lose weight. Anyway, two things on my mind today. The first thing is poor old Barack Obama. You know, this guy gets elected. He gets handed about the hardest pile of problems I've ever seen. He's got, you know, all these stupid wars that George got us into. An economy that's just a complete basket case, et cetera, et cetera. And he is just getting beat up by everybody right now. Everybody's got a different way to beat the poor guy up. Conservative right-wing folks are, of course, annoyed with the policy stuff he's doing. But the dang liberals, I just can't believe how they've abandoned this guy. You know, it's like, okay, fine. You get this guy elected. He does all kinds of cool stuff. And you beat him up because he's not doing exactly like what you want him to. So let me get this straight. You maybe want him replaced with Sarah Palin? Or maybe a moderate. How about Joe Lieberman? I mean, good grief, people. So anyway, Obama is just getting beat up right now, even though you look back at this first year and his track record, and it's pretty darn amazing. The health care bill made it through the Senate, so now it's in conference committee and is probably going to get signed pretty soon. That's pretty amazing. First time that's ever happened. And the economy's in much better shape than it was, although it's far from out of the woods. I'm still pretty edgy about all the bum loans that are sitting on bank balance sheets that haven't been acknowledged yet. So I'm not entirely perky about the economy, but it sure is a lot better than when George Bush was president. Good night. I just think everything's not nearly as bad as the liberal, my fellow liberals are making it out. You know, you'd think that he was just public enemy number one, for crying out loud. So anyway, that's my thing for the year. You people who are beating up on Obama, take it easy for God's sake. I mean, you know, I sit at ICANN, and we change a couple of words in a policy. It takes us a year to get that done. And you look at all the stuff that Obama's gotten done by comparison. It's just amazing. So anyway, that's the rant about that. And then I was reading the New York Times Magazine this morning, and one of the cool things that I came across when it first came out showed up in their top ideas of the year page that was in the magazine section today. And that was a story about a guy named Nate Silver, who's one of my favorite folks. He's got a website called 538.com that absolutely crushed the election polling prediction game last year. His background is really interesting. He's a sports statistics guy. He got into this because he was doing statistics for fantasy baseball people, and he wanted to have good tools so that you could analyze the statistics of sports folks before you put them on your fantasy baseball team. So he's really good at stats. And he was looking at his sort of polling election stuff and said, well, geez, this is easy by comparison because, you know, you've only got a few candidates. so you don't have to do nearly as many comparisons. And so he started doing a website where he would look at the polls and weight them by their accuracy, among other things. And he sort of came up with this elixir of how much he would weight each poll's results in his poll. So, you know, he's sort of a poll of poll. And he did this with all the state polls and all of the national polls and put it all together in a great site called 538.com, 538 being the number of votes in the Electoral College. And he pretty much nailed the election in terms of predicting how things were going to go. Anyway, this is really a blog for him, and so he's kept on going even after the election, and he looks at all kinds of stuff. He does some of his poll of polls things, but he also looks at other related issues. And one of the things that he came up with that was really interesting was there's a polling company called Strategic Vision that's based in Georgia. And Strategic Vision has, you know, they've been around for a while. And he realized that the results of their polls weren't random, which they should be. If they were really truly polls, then you would expect distribution of the last digit of their polling result to be random. You should see the same number of last digit ones as you would see last digit being 4 or the last digit being 8 or something like that. And when he crunched their numbers, he put them all in a spreadsheet and then he analyzed the last digit. He realized that they were far, far, far from random and in fact couldn't possibly be random. And then he went on to describe probably how they cooked up their results. And he basically did this really cool expose and put this on his website. Well, of course, that made Strategic Vision pretty mad, and they threatened to sue him and rah, 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 all this kind of stuff. Well, in the intervening months, the American Association for Public Opinion Research censored them, partly based on what Nate did, but also because another person, a University of Illinois professor named Michael Weissman, came in and did a more sophisticated version of what Nate figured out and came up with the odds of their results being real as 1 in 5,000, which is pretty good, you know. You have 1 in 5,000 chance of being on the up and up. I think it's a pretty safe bet that that you're cheating. So anyway, I was completely entranced about what Nate had come up with and put it on my list of things to do a podcast about whenever I got around to it. So there you go. Two little goodies for today. I'll try and be a little more regular, although life does tend to intervene a bit. But anyway, hope you enjoyed this one, and I'll see you the next time.